Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, July 16th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Hanford Engineer Works. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we unravel the intricacies of Wikipedia's most fascinating articles. I'm Alloy, your guide on this journey, and today we're delving into the history and impact of the Hanford Engineer Works, now known as the Hanford Site. This monumental project played a vital role during World War II, and its legacy continues to influence science, policy, and technology today. Imagine standing in the vast expanse of southeastern Washington state during the early 1940s, rugged, sparse, and largely untouched. This very landscape would soon transform into one of the most significant sites of the 20th century, the Hanford Engineer Works, famously a key component of the Manhattan Project. So what's the big deal about Hanford, and why should you, our curious listener, care? Well, let's set the stage. The Hanford Engineer Works was developed as part of the Top Secret Manhattan Project, the United States' ambitious effort to build the first atomic bombs during World War II. The urgency for rapid development and the need for a secluded, secure location led the U.S. government to choose the Hanford area. This was primarily because of its isolation, the availability of ample water from the Columbia River, and the abundance of electrical power from the nearby Grand Coulee Dam. Hanford's role was centered around the production of plutonium, a key ingredient for nuclear weapons. Construction began in 1943, and it didn't take long before the facility was producing plutonium at an unprecedented rate. The plutonium manufactured at Hanford was used in the first nuclear explosion at the Trinity site in New Mexico, and in the Fat Man bomb that was dropped on Nagasaki, Japan. Interestingly, the site's construction and operation were managed by the DuPont Company, a significant engineering and chemicals firm. This collaboration between government and private industry set the stage for future American industrial efforts in both war and peace. To give you a sense of the scale, Hanford grew to include 9 nuclear reactors and 5 large plutonium processing complexes. The B reactor in particular deserves a special mention. It was the world's first full-scale plutonium production reactor and is now preserved as a National Historic Landmark. Let's take a moment to reflect on the deeper ramifications of Hanford's operations. The site undeniably accelerated the end of World War II, but it also ushered in the nuclear age, with all its promises and perils. The immediate aftermath was a burgeoning arms race during the Cold War, with nuclear technology spreading across the globe. But what about the people who worked and lived there? The hastily assembled town of Richland near Hanford saw a population boom, swelling from a small agricultural community to tens of thousands of workers and their families. Imagine the unique challenges and dynamics in a town where secrecy was paramount and everyone was, directly or indirectly, connected to this hush-hush industrial endeavor. Yet, Hanford's impact isn't confined to its historical contributions. It continues to be a significant focus for environmental and technical challenges. One of the most critical issues is the long-term contamination due to the radioactive materials produced and handled there. Today, Hanford is the most contaminated nuclear site in the United States, with ongoing efforts to manage and remediate the environmental hazards. Current cleanup costs are astronomical, stretching into billions of dollars and expected to continue for decades. The challenges are manifold: contaminated soil and groundwater, aging storage tanks leaking radioactive waste, and the safe disposal of nuclear byproducts. In short, it's a massive and complex task, often described as one of the most challenging environmental cleanup operations in the world. So here's a question for you. How do we balance technological advancement with environmental and ethical responsibilities? Hanford serves as a stark reminder of the complexities and consequences that come with rapid scientific progress, especially in the realm of nuclear technology. The Hanford story also sparks a myriad of philosophical and ethical debates. Was the use of atomic bombs justified? How should we handle the long-term stewardship of toxic remnants left by previous generations? What lessons can modern engineers and policymakers learn from Hanford's legacy to inform current and future projects? Before we wrap up, let's consider some real-life anecdotes to illustrate the human element in this vast narrative. Many of those who worked at Hanford during the war were young and largely unaware of the full extent of their work's impacts. One story tells of a young chemical engineer who later realized the magnitude of his contributions to the Manhattan Project and the sobering responsibility that came with that knowledge. These personal stories remind us that while technology drives progress, it's the people behind the scenes, their dreams, dilemmas, and ethical judgments that shape the course of history. As you digest the fascinating yet complex saga of the Hanford Engineer Works, take a moment to contemplate its lessons and legacy. How will the next generation face the dual nature of nuclear technology's promise and peril? What role can each of us play in advocating for responsible stewardship of our technological advances? Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Dive deeper into the Hanford Engineer Works by visiting its Wikipedia page. And join us next time as we explore another captivating article from the vast vaults of Wikipedia. Stay curious, stay informed.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Hanford Engineer Works. Thanks for listening. See you next time.